Now, 6 years on, the fruits of her labours are once more being shown on Czech TV, along with a rerun of the original programmes. The series provides an absorbing portrait of the passage of time and the impact it has on people's lives. But besides mapping how our subjects' marriages evolve, Češtíková's documentary also offers a fascinating insight into the cataclysmic social changes that have taken place over the last two decades. Martin Stoll is a senior editor with Czech Television's documentary department.
I don't know if it's not like, by the way, the main idea of this project was continue or follow the stories. But this moment that we are out of socialism and so on, this new conditions of living, suddenly it was interesting topic or environment of their lives, and suddenly it was much more interesting than normal continuing. And it was, by the way, but one of the main topics, yes. And when we see here these old volumes of this, we can't believe our eyes that we could live like this. Yeah. So it's very, very interesting.
Besides charting the social changes that have taken place in Czech society, Češtíková's documentary also highlights the changing attitudes towards marriage that have emerged in recent years, something which Martin Stoll sees as very pertinent in a country with a relatively low marriage rate and one of the highest divorce rates in Europe.
In the 80s, for example, there was a problem with the flats, yes. And if you were married, so it was easier to get the flat, for example. So it's now totally different. The conditions are so different from these 80s that it's really only personal question. Yeah? But before it was more strategical decision, yes, how to get out of parents, for example. And you can see it from this film, from these old ones. Yeah? It's great how we could live like this.
Aby ty nemusel třeba říct, že ten život jako promarnil, že vlastně proč vlastně člověk žije, že jestli má to vůbec smysl žít. Že to musí mít teda nějaký smysl.
20 years on, and one of Češtíkové's young, wide-eyed brides from the first series is now an embattled, middle-aged divorcee struggling to see the point to her life. The fact that half the original married couples are now divorced, which exactly mirrors the Czech divorce rate of 50%, helps to further emphasise the social relevance of this documentary. But as Helena Češtíková herself points out when I meet her in a busy Prague cafe, marriage stories also touches on other pertinent social issues.
This first part, we shoot it in this 80s, and I can say that all people has the same life, not the same, but very similar. And now what's interesting for me that this difference between people are more wider than in the past. And for example, such a topic of unemployment. It was impossible in socialism. Every man and every woman had to work. Yes, it was not only right, but a duty.
Martin Stoll says such unscripted occurrences are an indication of how true to life marriage stories is. In many ways, it offers a much more faithful view of real life than many of the so-called Big Brother-style reality shows that are currently dominating Czech commercial TV schedules.
It's better than reality show, because reality show is artificial. Artificial situation. The people were artificially chosen. They don't live their life. So this is much more interesting and much more a reality show than these commercial ones.
Given the warts and all nature of marriage stories, Helena Češtíková says the documentary was often a rather disconcerting experience for her subjects.
I think that it was a real psychodrama for them. If you imagine that you are observing your life about 6 years and some periods in some stories were very dramatic. So it was not easy. They call me after a screening in TV and they saying me very long about their feedback, and it's really interesting, and feedback is good.
Now that Treshtikova has finished a second installment of Marriage Stories, she plans to return to other documentary subjects, which she has also been following intermittently for many years. But she doesn't rule out revisiting her married couples once again, sometime in the future.
I hope that after 5 or 10 years I can continue with them. And I think that this people, that they will agree with this. But I am working on other projects, this long-term observation, because it's my specialty, yes, and I have my program till my death.
Uvař kafe nebo nalej čaj, parád.